Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Remember, you can tweet us any questions you have for our guests. At Kaya on Air is our handle. And you can also WhatsApp us 063-688-0959. Now, years ago, I think about 2017, a woman called Rosemary Hunter went from the High Court to the Supreme Court, to the Constitutional Court, around an issue of unclaimed benefits, saying there was 47 billion rand just sitting in pension funds and the like that needed to be distributed to people living in South Africa that wasn't being done. She eventually did lose that case, and it was about, you know, whether or not pension funds had the right to cancel. It was very interesting. You can look that up. But the JSE now says that there's over 4.5 billion rand in unclaimed benefits. Let's speak to Vuyo Lee, the Director of Marketing and Corporate Affairs at the JSE. Vuyo, thanks for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. What are unclaimed benefits and how do you get to this 4.5 billion rand number?
Thank you and good evening, Kaya listeners. Thank you for having me on board. In essence, unclaimed benefits, and in this case, unclaimed dividends, are dividends that were declared by listed companies, so issuers and companies, to all their shareholders. And for multiple reasons, they have not been paid out. Now, in South Africa, we have about 4.5, probably close to 5 now, unclaimed dividends, basically meaning that, you know, over a million consumers or shareholders are holding dividends that are due to them and should be paid to them. And I'm sure you can imagine that, you know, 4.5 billion rand is quite a significant amount of money that needs to go back to the hands of the people, just, you know, from the impact it can make in their financial lives, in the economy and alike. Now, at the JSE, we manage 1.5 billion rand of those unclaimed dividends. We've got 21 companies that are participating in the Claim It campaign to look for these unclaimed dividends holder. And what we are asking is that people go to the website, which is jse.co.za /claimit, to check if they've got these unclaimed dividends. And of course, those who want to phone, they can phone on our line 0861-401-105. All you need to do is put in your email address, your name, your address, and also your phone number. And we'll use information in our database to match. So we can either fully match you or partially match you. Also an ID number, my apologies, as well. So it really is a campaign we want to run for the next 3 years to really give it a best effort to find these people who rightfully should have their money in their hands.
Why would you be one of those people? If I'm listening, why should I go into this website and put in my details?
There are four reasons why, Zinga. The first one is you've got shareholders who have purchased shares from companies. They've put their banking details for when the dividends must be paid in. And then they have changed their banking details and they haven't told anybody. So what happens is then the money comes into your account, and then it bounces because their banking details are incorrect. The second reason is, you know, with addresses, you know, when tracing companies try to find those people to say you do have dividends due to you, the addresses are not updated. It could be an old work address. You know, you could have moved house, or it was not captured at the time that you bought those shares. So it's difficult to find that person to provide them with those dividends. The third part, which was really interesting for me, was that a lot of people are not aware of unclaimed dividends, or they forget about them for that matter. You worked for a company, you had shares in that company, and you leave that company, you still have dividends, but nobody can find you. And some people are saying, yeah, I bought the shares, but I didn't know they paid dividends. So there's an education piece that we embarked on. And it's important because some people really forget that they have shares. Some individuals, their families have bought them the shares when the BE schemes were coming out. They bought them shares in their names, and they never really came back to claim. And then the last one, which is about, if you look at our book, it's about 10%. is you have loved ones who have invested or who have worked for a company that gave them shares. They never told anybody they have those shares. They haven't written it in their wills if they had a will. And we are inviting people to go into the website to check maybe if your uncle, if you've got the details of your uncle, put in your uncle's details to see if you've got if they've got unclaimed dividends. It could be your mother. Some people have come forward and they say, you know, my mother used to have Sasol shares. Could she be one of those individuals? And you find that they are. So there are many reasons why people have unclaimed dividends. And that's why we say, you know, you've got nothing to lose going into this website on jse.co.za. Some people are actually pleasantly surprised to find that they have dividends. And, you know, last week we hit our milestone where we have now found 10,000 of these people. We are now on 10,600. But it's still, you know, it's still a fraction of where we should be. There are millions of people out there to find.
Will you talk to me about security concerns? I'm so paranoid. I don't like putting my ID number in anywhere. And it's not because I'm scared of, you know, how old I am. It's just it's a security concern as well, especially when you're putting your personalized details. You want to know that they're safe and that they're not going to end up anywhere.
Absolutely. So when we actually started this campaign, one of the things we were very mindful of was financial fraud. And, you know, financial fraud is rampant right now in South Africa. And one of the reasons why we wanted this to be an inbound campaign, meaning that we wanted people to come to us, is because we know how many impersonators there are. And we know that somebody could easily phone you and say you've got unclaimed dividends and then ask you for your ID and your financial details, and you would give it to them, and then there's another problem altogether. So we've got some financial safeguards in our system where, you know, first and foremost, we say come to our website, right? It's a safe portal. Those details, you don't even, if you want to share your ID number, I mean, it's an important field to put in, but you should understand that we won't share it with anybody else. We've had concerns from people saying, yeah, you're going to give our details to SARS. This information is purely for the purposes of checking whether you have unclaimed dividends or not. And given the papaya requirements, once we've actually used that information and confirmed you do not have dividends, that information goes away as well. So we have set up very clear systems. And in the same way, our verification systems are very robust. We make sure that we check your ID against the Home Affairs. We make sure we check it. You check with banking details that this is the right person. We have not yet had an incident, and I'm not going to say yet, I'm going to cross fingers, but we have not yet an incident where somebody says you paid the wrong person out of the people that have claimed, because our systems are really built to make sure that the right person receives it. Even with the deceased estates, we ask for an executor letter to prove that you are the right beneficiary, because we don't want the person that's checking coming and saying, I'm the beneficiary, when actually there's a family out there that has been written in the will as beneficiaries.
Okay. I imagine with amounts of that nature and with the amounts of companies that are involved, that there needs to be a lot of collaboration in order to ensure that this Claim It campaign works and the people who are meant to receive their money or the hard-earned money of people that cared about them and wanted them to have would happen. Just take us through the back end of that, how you collaborated with other people, other companies, other South African superstars in order to try and get this message out.
Well, this has really been a collaborative effort. We definitely wouldn't have done it as the JSE without people coming on board. Because remember, the distribution of dividends is not the JSE's responsibility. It actually is the listed company's responsibility. However, we thought that, you know, as a trusted brand, it's quite important for us to lend a hand to go out there and encourage people because it comes from a credible source. We've got 21 companies that are participating. We've got Sasol, we've got Vodacom, we've got All Mutual, Naspers, you know, Cash Build, even the JSE itself, and mining companies like Exxaro as well, and Northern Platinum. And so we've got quite a nice panel of organizations from different sectors that have said, you know what, we also want to come in, because a campaign of this size has impact when you've got multiple people contributing. So all of these companies are contributing financially to the running of the campaign as a marketing campaign, digitally as well. We've also been having conversations with some of the banks to help us, you know, identify these people more. So we are starting to have, potential collaborations with some of the big banks to say, you know, let's look at each other's databases to make sure that, you know, we can find these people and pay them. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have to go through the process of signing off from a data privacy perspective that this can be done. But, you know, we're also having telcos, my apologies, mm-hmm. telcos like Vodacom that we're having conversations with to use the money payment opportunities, the VodaPays and the Momos mm-hmm. and the likes as a mechanism for also finding more people. So this is really a collaboration. And, you know, we are happy that it is something that is supported by our regulator, which is the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, to say what you're doing is the right thing. You're trying to get money into the hands of the people. And they're very encouraging in that space. Even in their communication to the market, they've mentioned this campaign and encourage people to come and check on their website.
All right. Vuyo Lee, Director of Marketing and Corporate Affairs at the JSE. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Business Evening. Just speaking to us in our wealth creation segment about investments, unclaimed benefits, and how you can check if you are eligible for those. The website, as Vuyo told us, www.jse.co.za/claim it. Complete that form and see if there's funds due to you. You can also call the JSE 0861-401-105. Thanks for your time, Vuyo.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Bye-bye.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.